This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's government is calling for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to counter what it calls the Kremlin's, quote, nuclear blackmail by announcing plans to store tactical atomic weapons in Belarus, AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
One Ukrainian official said that Russia has taken Belarus as a nuclear hostage, but Moscow said it was making the move in response to the West's increasing military support for Ukraine. Putin announced the plan in a television interview that aired on Saturday, saying it was triggered by a UK decision this past week to provide Ukraine with armor-piercing rounds containing depleted uranium. Putin argued that by deploying its tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, Russia was following the lead of the United States. He noted that Washington has nuclear weapons based in Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Turkey. In response, Ukraine's foreign ministry condemned the move, stating that the world must be united against someone who endangers the future of human civilization. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday dismissed Israel's defense minister a day after he broke ranks and urged the government to halt a highly contested plan to overhaul the judicial system. His dismissal will likely fuel mass protests against the plan that have already rocked the nation for months. It came as Netanyahu was poised to ratify legislation that would tighten political control over judicial appointments. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has arrived in Ghana to begin a week-long trip to Africa. Her stops in Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia are intended to deepen U.S. relationships on the continent. Upon landing in Ghana's capital on Sunday, Harris was greeted by schoolchildren, dancers, and drummers. Harris said she wanted to promote economic growth and food security.